You may not pay much attention to what's on the Massachusetts state flag, but state lawmakers are reviewing it in light of objections by Native Americans. WBUR's Steve Brown explains.
Critics say the state's flag and seal are symbols of white supremacy. The iconic image of a Native American holding a bow and arrow with a disembodied arm wielding a broadsword above the figure has been in place since the late 18th century. Indigenous people and others also take issue with the motto written in Latin that translates to "By the sword we seek peace, but peace only under liberty." Jean-Luc Perrit of the North American Indian Center of Boston told supporters rallying outside the statehouse the composite figure on the flag and seal is an inaccurate representation of the native people.
We don't deserve to be memorialized as nameless composites. This doesn't do honor to us, and it does a disservice to the complete history of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
The bill Perrit and others are supporting would create a special commission tasked with developing a more appropriate seal and flag. Faris Gray, Sagamore of the Massachusetts tribe, says they've been fighting for 400 years to be honored.
We're so grateful that there are people here, not just indigenous people, but other people from different nationalities that are coming here to support the indigenous agenda because it's just the indigenous people can't get it done because the system's stacked against us.
Among those non-indigenous people supporting the bill, Senator Joe Comerford of Amherst, who told a legislative committee it may be among the most important bills the legislature will consider.
I suggest that we have a responsibility to tell the truth about the ravages of colonization, which continue to take their toll today. Tell the truth about the pain embodied in our state flag and symbol. Tell the truth about the values that we hold dear and want representing us, embodied in a new seal, in a new motto.
Similar bills have been filed in the past but have failed to gain any traction. Supporters are hoping this coming year, the 400th anniversary year of when the Pilgrims first encountered the Wampanoags in Plymouth, will be different. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.